Statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
It's time for City Matters on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We hope that your Monday morning is going well. 60 beautiful degrees at the corner of Frank Phillips and Quapaw in downtown Bartlesville. We've got the City of Bartlesville Development Authority here with us. David Wood, Mike Bailey, Keith Henry, and Kelly Williams all on hand. Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
It looks fantastic out. You're right.
Oh,
beautiful,
yeah,
60
beautiful
degrees. Yes, we sir. We're very lucky. So we've got a big group of us here today. Unfortunately, Ed Gordon, the city manager. Well, I say unfortunately, Ed's on vacation, which is good for him. And Keith, would you agree that that is also good for us?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Mike. He might be listening.
Come on, Keith. I thought you had more courage than that. So I'm Mike Bailey. I'm the CFO for the city of Bartlesville, and I had the good fortune to fill in for Ed today, I guess. So, and with me we have Keith Henry, who's the city's public works director. We have David Wood, who is the president of the Bartlesville Development Authority, and then Kelly Williams is here as well, and she is the city's chief communication officer. And we've got several things to run through, but we thought we would start with with some of the announcements of the projects we've got going on in town. We've got quite a few good things going on right now. 14th Street, we are scheduling an overlay project. That should have started on September 19th. In fact, it should be wrapping up here pretty soon. It was expected to take about 40 days to complete. We're trying to keep one lane of traffic open at all times on that one. And that is from Cherokee Avenue to Armstrong Street on 14th. We've also got some asphalt resurfacing projects that should just about be wrapping up as well, if they haven't already. Keith, are these all done? All right. Well, the good news is we finished all of these. We have done Interurban Drive, Cheyenne Avenue, Seminole Avenue, Chisholm Circle, and Baylor Drive. So those were all completed. We also have, for anyone who likes to use the Pathfinder, the trail behind the wastewater treatment plant, which, of course, that's one of my favorite areas of the trail as you run along behind there on if anybody's wondering what that huge hole in the ground is, that's the flow equalization basin for the wastewater treatment plant. And it doesn't smell good for a reason. Correct, Keith?
From time to time, yes.
So, but we are actually putting a new liner in on that. And this is a project that started September 14th, and the path was going to be closed the entire time. It was expected to take about 3 weeks, and I don't know exactly where it is, but I believe we are on track with that. So coming up October 21st, we have the duck blind drawings. These are actually held at Hudson Lake on October 21st at 9 a.m. The drawings are held at the boat ramp. The fee is $10 if you're drawn, and any leftover blinds can be purchased at the City of Bartlesville at City Hall on a first-come, first-served basis. And probably the most exciting project, other than the one that David is going to talk about, is Price Fields. The City of Bartlesville has a large master plan for Price Baseball Fields. We have done phase one, if you've been out there. That's the quad in the northeast, which turned out very well. We're moving on to the second phase of this project, which is the quad that'll be just to the west of the new one, so in the northwest corner. That will be a new quad. Phase two also includes the construction of a new asphalt parking lot along the east side of the complex, relocating the concrete restrooms to allow us to build the new quad. And we're going to rework two of those phase one fields to be used for softball and address the drainage issues from the phase one quad. So a good addition to that. This will be phase two. I believe that we should probably wrap that entire project up in phase three, which has yet to be funded. I expect that will probably be part of a future bond issue that will go out to the public. So, and with that, announce Mr. Keith Henry.
Well, glad to be here this morning and visit with you guys. We just wanted to let the public know about a couple things we've got going on. Always in the past, we've always offered a fall cleanup program, and most of the citizens are probably familiar with that, where we'd have a free dump days at the landfill. We've changed that program up a little this year to a program that we're calling the Fall Cleanup Coupon. and probably most of the citizens have already received their coupon. It was mailed out in their water bill. So this year, instead of having a week-long free dump day, we mailed out these coupons that each resident, city residents only, it's not for commercial use, and it's not for folks, of course, that live out of town. It's just for the citizens of Bartlesville. And the coupon they would have received in their water bill, they can present that coupon at the city landfill along with their water bill, and they'll be allowed to make one free trip to the landfill. Same rules apply that applied before as far as what you can take and can't take to the landfill. Basically, any old furniture, appliances, those type of things you can take. Of course, the landfill is not owned by the city of Bartlesville. It's owned by Waste Connections. In a cooperative effort with us, they help us with this program. And they'll collect the coupons out there, and then we'll get those back from those. And the city will pick up the bill on that for free. So something that's changed this year, it makes it more convenient for the customers. Sometimes in the past, the weather didn't cooperate, or maybe you just didn't have time to get out there in a specific week that we allotted for that.
Or there was a line that took about 2 hours to navigate.
It did. On some of the weekends, I hear they were backed out on Highway 123, so it was kind of creating a problem.
Yes, we were.
So we kind of got together with the landfill and tried to come up with something new. This is something that's familiar with a lot of the other communities around. We did some research online, the internet. Most of the cities, this is a similar program to what a lot of other places offer now. Again, with the coupon, the one we issued recently is actually have an issue date of July 1st and expiration date of December 31st, and that'll be for the fall cleanup program. And then again next year we will issue a coupon January 1st that'll run through June the 30th, and again for the fall program. So there'll be another voucher mailed out probably in December's bills that will come out for year 2017. So we have that new program in place. So far we're hearing good things about it. We've actually received a lot of the coupons in already, so people are taking advantage of it. We're excited about that. We might mention that we do have a program that if you're a tenant and you don't actually own your property, but you have a house and you rent from an individual, we will allow the resident that lives at that property to go to City Hall, present your rental agreement or your information to where you live, and the ladies down there at the building office will give you a coupon. Again, it'll be one coupon per tenant, and if they want that, they can go to City Hall and pick those up. Again, it's not for commercial use. It's just for a renter or somebody that has a property that they're living in that they'd like to clean up. The purpose of our program is to try to keep Bartlesville looking nice. And we realize a lot of people don't have the means maybe to afford to take things to the landfill. So this is twice a year that we provide that at free of charge, that you can dispose of those items that maybe you have laying around your house. So it's a good opportunity for folks to take advantage of right there.
Now, Keith, what are the hours at the hours and days at the landfill?
The landfill's open Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And on Saturdays, they're open from 9 till noon.
So pretty good availability, as you said, much better than in the past when we crammed everything into a single week. And of course, about 90% of the residents tried to use it on Saturday, which caused a little bit of congestion. So this allows it to be spread out just a little bit.
It was, and it's more advantage to the citizens to be able to take advantage of it in a time that works to their schedule. We might also mention that we always offer a leaf collection program in the fall.
Very popular in Woodland Hills.
We do. We try to wait till a little, late enough in the season that the trees have shed their leaves. And this year coming up would be November the 14th through the 18th. So that would be the week of November the 14th through the 18th on your normal collection day for your household refuge. If you would place those bags of grass out there by your normal collection cart, 4 or 5 feet away from the cart, there'll be a truck come by on that week, your normal week, on that single day that you have your trash collected, and pick those up. Again, on December the 19th, be the week of the 19th through the 23rd, we'll offer that program again. So two times, November the 14th and the week of December the 19th.
So do the citizens need a special bag or?
Not a special bag. They don't have to have the stickers for this program. It's free of charge to them again. There's no limit on the bags. Again, it's just for grass and leaves and yard waste. It's not for refuse and trash. It's just for disposable goods of leaf, grass, sticks, and those kind of things. As the sticks are bundled up, 4 foot lengths, tied together, no more than 50 pounds, we'll collect those also.
So if I throw a bag of trash out with my bag of leaves, you're gonna leave it?
It's going to get left there.
It's going to get left.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm going to get one of those big stickies explaining why it was left.
You'll probably get a notice attached to your bag as to why we did not take that.
I've seen those. Not that I've ever received them, but I've seen those.
I'm sure Kelly will get all that. I've just kind of sprung this on her, I'm sure, but I'm sure she'll get these dates out there. It'll be on our website. They're not posted yet, but she'll do that for us, I'm sure, and she'll have those posted on our City of Bartlesville website.
All right. Well, thank you, Keith. So if the citizens have any questions at all, what number should they call?
They can call the Public Works office at 338-4130.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in today, Keith, and we look forward to both of those programs.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. All right. And also today we have we have David Wood, who is the president of the Bartlesville Development Authority. David, how long have you been with the, how long have you been in Bartlesville in a role similar to this? And I say that because it used to be the Bartlesville Development Corporation. Now it's Bartlesville Development Authority, but
right, we're
you
coming
stayed
up
the same.
Just a little beyond 6.5 years now.
Just a little beyond 6.5 years now. So when you first came here and took the job as the president of the Bartlesville Development Corporation, oh yeah, I'm way off script. David's looking a little panicked. He doesn't trust me. So when you first came here, what was the primary job of the economic development in Bartlesville?
Well, at that point, it was recruitment, retention, expansion of primary industry.
And primary industry, how did you guys define
that? We define that as more than 50% of the revenue that supports the enterprise comes from outside of our market. Import money, export goods and services.
So it's primarily industrial jobs or large commercial. It would not have been retail or anything of that nature.
That's correct. It would not have been retail.
So there's been a little bit of shift in the focus of the Bartlesville Development Corporation, now the Bartlesville Development Authority, since you arrived. The City of Bartlesville, the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, put together an update to the city's strategic plan. And in that, it talked about some of the community needs, which the Bartlesville Development Authority since has picked up, and you have taken those on. Can you talk a little bit about how we got here to the point of where you're now doing what you're doing?
Well, I think the driver for the change for us to move beyond just industrial development was, one, we had a substantial portion of new employees that were coming into the city as professional employees that were choosing to live somewhere else. So we did the research on that, and what it really came down to is they wanted to be in proximity of more national brand retailers, restaurants, and entertainment. So from a cash flow standpoint, it didn't do us a lot of good to continue to recruit industrial jobs if the payroll went home to Skiatook or Owosso to be spent in their stores so they collected the sales tax. That was one. And then, as I'm sure you're familiar, Mike, we were in a sales tax decline.
Yes, we were.
Partially addressed by the recent sales tax election, but there was a real push to be able to have more retail in town so that it would provide more revenue for the general fund.
So it really was a dual purpose. The primary purpose behind it was exactly what you said. We wanted people to choose Bartlesville. And so as part of that, the City of Bartlesville did the strategic plan, but then you went on with, I think, the Bartlesville Development Corporation at the time, and nailed that down farther to determine not only that people wanted nicer restaurants and places to shop, but you all went so far as to actually figure out what those were.
We retained a company in Tulsa called Consumer Logic that came out and did the research to show which specific brands would be most important to the citizens and to the people that had chosen to live somewhere else. What could have made the difference and what would make the difference going forward? So we got our targeted brand list out of that, and we're able to separate what's possible based on our size and then go start pursuing those.
And so from that came a plan for how to recruit retail. Of course, you have hired
Jared Patton.
Jared Patton, and he is the vice president of, I'll get his title wrong, I'll let you say it.
It is correct, the vice president of the Bartlesville Development
Authority. There we go. And he is primarily focused on retail development and redevelopment. As you look at me like I'm crazy, apparently he's not.
Well, he was. He's pretty much become, he's become the global go-to guy for all things BDA.
I used to, I had it right at one point, but I've missed the change. So But Jared's come on board, and the BDA and the BDC, frankly, have done a great job with retail development and recruitment, which has become very important to cities. Without the sales tax that comes from that, then, of course, you and I don't have a job, and the streets crumble, and we don't have the fire and police necessary to do the things that, that they do as well. So, which brings us up to probably the most exciting announcement that's been made in Bartlesville since maybe the development of the mall, probably the largest retail development since the development of the mall in the 80s. So I will turn that over to you to talk a little bit about Silver Lake Villages.
Well, thank you. 3 years in the making, but phase one of Silver Lake Village is now underway. So if you drive down Adams and look just a little bit east of Lowe's, you'll see that KSL has gone out to begin all of the site prep work, and it's really, really impressive. That's going to bring 80,000 square feet of new retail online, should be opening next fall, and that'll be about $500,000 of net new revenue for the general fund out of that process. Also, there are three additional restaurant pads that are in the front of that shopping center. Typically, the developer does not lease those until the construction is already underway, so we should have some restaurants to announce within the next few months. Along with that, success really does beget success, and Bartlesville is hot right now. So we are getting calls at least once per week with additional national brands that are interested in Bartlesville. So we're pretty confident that phase two will indeed happen. That'll be another 15 acres just to the east of the phase one development, and we'll probably have something for the Silver Lake frontage as well.
Well, and this is, and that is all fantastic news. And you and I had talked a long time, many times, about the possibility that what we needed was a catalyst project. It seems now that the phase one hopefully was that catalyst that will cause development in that area. And hopefully we'll see something even beyond that piece of real estate. It's a great area, it's a great location, and it is very exciting.
Couple of other things that are going on. We closed last week. Now we're back on the primary front. We closed last week on the land transfer to ONG, which they will construct their new service center out at the industrial park, just across the street, if you will, from the new Springs warehouse, the 50,000 feet that just came online. The ONG project is going to retain 20 good paying jobs here in Bartlesville. And if you've been south of town on 75, you can see that Atwoods is just about ready to open their new store. I think that's going to open in the first half of the month of October. That, in turn, then frees up some additional redevelopment that is on deck for Eastland. And I think we'll be seeing some targeted brands restaurants along Highway 75 there in a short period of time. There's also great interest in the remainder of the track. That would be just south of the new Atwoods that we're getting a lot of... is gaining a lot of attention right now, and we hope that we'll have something come on with that.
And again, all good news, and obviously just because you are recruiting retail does not mean that you have ceased to do the original function of the Bartlesville Development Corporation and the Bartlesville Development Authority.
As it turns out, it looks like we're going to have as many as three new buildings go up in the industrial park sometime over the next 18 months. That we'll have announcements on those. So,
well, and in the time that you've been here, what all has gone on out at the industrial park from a primary jobs perspective?
Well, certainly the ABB expansion was huge. So that was the major development out at the industrial park. We also had the Springs warehouse, 50,000 square foot there, which we opened up a new road in the extreme north part perimeter of the industrial park that provided additional access to some smaller lots. That then made it possible to provide that land to ONG. And then the additional buildings, I believe we've got more than enough land to accommodate them as well. So.
Well, that's fantastic, and I know that you and I have conversations about other projects that are very early in their incubation phases, and we hope that all of those come to fruition as well.
And I guess I'd just like the listeners to know, it's really that we can't share the information most of the time, especially with the retailers. We're operating under a non-disclosure agreement, so before they even begin talking to us, we have to commit that we can't share the information in its early stages. So it's not like we're trying to keep secrets. It's we would prefer to not be sued.
Yeah, they don't like to, their competitors to find out what they're doing before they do it.
Exactly.
So, all right, David. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And again, now is a great time to be in Bartlesville. Things really seem to be moving in the right direction, and we hope that in spite of depressed oil prices, that Bartlesville will continue to thrive.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David. And I have Kelly Williams with me.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Kelly, how long have you been with the city?
Well, this time, just about a year. It was a year in June.
That's what I thought, just about a year ago. You were brought on to fill something, a great need at the city. Municipalities are really good at the things that we do. So we do fire protection and we do police protection, and we're pretty good at streets and water and sewer. One of the things that cities are not typically good at is communicating with their citizens, and it's just because that's not where we come from. So you were brought in. Can you talk a little bit about your background and how
Sure.
you came to be here?
Sure. Mike, I worked for the city back in the, I think I started in 1989 in a couple of capacities. I was a parking enforcement officer for about 6 years.
Always a popular.
Yeah, I was very popular then. And then I was a police officer for about 5 years, and then I decided to move into journalism, and I worked at the newspaper, the local newspaper here for a long time, about 16 years. So really kind of honed my craft there. So being familiar with the city and their policies and that sort of thing, and having some experience on the journalism side, came back to the city a year ago last June as the communications officer. And I know that you guys, all the directors in the city, are really busy directing the city. And sometimes you're right, they don't take time out to communicate with citizens what they're doing. And so that's what I've really tried to focus on, getting the information about what we're all doing out to the citizens via our website, www.cityofbartlesville.org. Also, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter account and an Instagram account. So
those are and those are all the things that have happened since you've been here. We've always had a website, but I don't believe that the website was up to the standard to where most of the citizens of Bartlesville would have found it particularly useful.
You were in the you were actually transitioning into a revised website when
we were trying.
Right, yeah. So, so I kind of came in at the end / beginning of that and got it set up. And I think it's a really good site. And I work really hard to try to keep things rotating. It's kind of a fine line because you want to keep things up long enough. For instance, the public works coupon that they're sending out.
Right.
You know, you want to leave that up so that when people get that, they can go to the website and see what that's about. But you also want to keep things changing so that they can kind of see what we're doing. And what you know, when I first started this, I kind of wondered, is there going to be enough news really with this, you know, with the municipality to change this as often
just
as I would
like to?
Just
one organization,
right? But you know, you'd be surprised. There's really a lot going on. Everybody's, you know, really busy doing things for the citizens of Bartlesville. There's a lot to say, and really I have more problems getting all of our news out and keeping it up there long enough for people to see.
Without having to rotate in the new information.
Yeah.
Well, our website, I think I didn't have much to do with it, but I'm very proud of it. I think that it looks fantastic, and
I think
very,
it looks great.
Relevant.
I think it's easy, you know, for citizens to navigate. And the old website, there was nothing wrong with that at all. It was a great site. You just didn't have anybody full time to, you know, keep it updated.
To maintain
and
it.
Elaine Baines did a great job.
Absolutely.
Know, she also has another full time job at what
yes.
she does, so she fit that in her schedule very well and did a very good job.
Well, and the old website was designed from the perspective of somebody who works in a government. And so we have a certain way that we look at things, and it's the way that we're structured. And I know that some of our early conversations with you was that doesn't make sense to a normal person. That's not where they would go to find that. So
we do have a tendency in the city, I say we, I mean you, to speak very, you know, people are subjects and, you know, cars are vehicles. And I won't even go into how Terry Lawrenson talks or Micah Seamers, the engineers. So, we tried to kind of make it a little bit more accessible, people kind of explain what we're doing. And I will say, Mike, for new projects that we're looking at, I'm looking at putting together an e-newsletter And I would like to come back and talk about that very soon, how people can sign up for that and get access to it. We'd like to get everybody to give us their email addresses and sign up for that so we can get it sent out. I'm still working out the details, as I told you earlier today, so there'll be more to say about that in the near future, but that'll be a great way to get what we're doing out to citizens on a regular basis.
Well, absolutely. And the also we have currently several ways that we get news out to people. So using social media, you have a Twitter account. Mm-hmm. The city has a Twitter account that is maintained primarily by you. And so what is the city's, I don't know much about Twitter, so yeah, is it a handle?
Well, it's, you know, I'm not really
sure. Our tag?
Our name on Twitter is BartlesvilleGov, G-O-V. It's the same thing on Instagram, BartlesvilleGov. I'll be honest, I have not paid a lot of attention, as much attention to Instagram as I should, but I really focus more probably on Facebook and Twitter, and I don't give Instagram the love it deserves, but I'm planning to do that.
I thought it was for pictures until I had a daughter that got a phone, and now it turns out that it's more than that.
It's capable of doing quite a bit, and I suppose we could look at Snapchat and things like that in the future. That does reach a much younger demographic, which, you know, we probably should think about. But
we do struggle a little bit engaging.
I'm going to have to figure that out myself, though, first. For the life of me, I can't understand why you would send a message that disappears in a few seconds.
I'll bring my 14-year-old daughter in, and she can
show me how to do it.
She
yeah.
could.
We could just have her do it. She could be our Snapchat.
No, she can't. In fact, she's not even really allowed on that.
I understand.
So we have Twitter. There's a Facebook page, which I think is now not cool, but it's still used by.
Yeah, I have a theory that young people start this stuff, and then when their parents move on to that medium, they find something else really fast.
It seems to be the case.
Yeah, my generation has now infiltrated Facebook.
Yes, now that we're on there, once Nanny gets on Facebook, nobody else wants to
How
be
did
on
you know
there.
My name is Nana?
I was talking about my mom, but okay.
Well, my 7-year-old granddaughter, you know, she knows as much about this stuff as anybody. In fact, she hacked a friend of mine's Facebook not that long ago, and I was really interested in how she did that. So she's pretty smart.
Well, they can always teach us a thing or two. So, but those things are kept updated. As you said, we have lots of stories. So if you have... if the listeners have any interest in what's going on in the city of Bartlesville, and I hope they do.
Yeah, and let me say, Mike, if you go to the homepage on the website, and you know, we've got three spots there to kind of put what's going on there. And if that doesn't answer your question, there's a more news page button right underneath the bottom story there. If you'll hit that will take you to a page that has a lot of information on it. Of course, all of our pages have a lot of information on
it.
But if you don't find what you want, feel free to give me a call. My number's 918-338-4132.
And as well, there is a place on the website to where they can contact. And so
that's right. Yeah, they can file complaints, and they can always, you know, give us a compliment. That would be great. They could send those in.
People are usually not inspired to send compliments, but they certainly are inspired to send concerns.
And there's also a place like with Neighborhood Services where they can file, you know, complaints about problems that they see in the community, and then our Neighborhood Services compliance officers will go out and check that out and follow up on those calls.
So no matter what it is, if it's your neighbors, your street, water, wastewater, any concerns that you have, you can file them
on
our website.
That's right.
Which most of those go to they go to you, or do they go to Elaine?
They go to me and Elaine, and then Elaine typically responds unless it involves me specifically, and if she's gone, it's up to me, and that's more of a challenge than
figure out where they belong.
That's right. Elaine's very good at that. I'm still learning.
But we certainly would encourage everybody to use that. It does get to the right person.
Absolutely.
And we love to hear from our citizens.
And
even,
I will
even
say,
if
they don't get a response, you know, they should assume it may be an oversight. And feel free to give me a call right back.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And thank you, Evan. I appreciate you joining us today.
No problem.
I'm Lori Roll with Phoenix Insurance, celebrating 90 years in Bartlesville. Thank you so much for your vote of confidence.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
Buck could define the